Greetings, everyone. This is I'm Right.
I'm Right.
And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
It's sunny today.
It is a sunshiny day.
And I need sunshine.
For vitamin D?
Yes. But also just to, vitamin D, I guess, uplifts your spirit, your mood.
Yeah, it does. It does. We should go outside.
Go outside. Take a walk.
Walk.
Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah. Remember when you used to not want to walk with me?
I do remember that. I do. But now I don't mind it. I like it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Because times are changing, which gets us into this week's topic, which is when you rub off on each other.
Wow.
It's part of a segment that we call
Stand by Your Stance.
So, do you feel that you've rubbed off on me in any way?
Well, that I've rubbed off on you?
Yes.
Probably not.
Sure you have.
No, probably more of you has rubbed off on me.
No, I don't think that's true. For example, what time did I wake up today? I was awake when you opened your eyes, which never happens.
That is true. You woke up at after 7?
Yes, which is early for me.
Which is very early for you. Absolutely.
So see, you rubbed off on me.
Hmm.
Because I'm perfectly happy to sleep till 11, noon.
Yeah, well, my question is, if you're in a committed relationship and you start rubbing off on each other and you're changing from what you were when you first met into something different, maybe something better, or maybe
something
worse. Yes. So that's a good question, because I do know people.
What was the question?
Whether you're better or worse off.
Okay.
If the person you're with begins to rub off on you.
Influences you?
Yes.
Yes.
In some type of way.
Yes. Well, I believe the things you've influenced me to do, like get up earlier, is a good thing.
Well, you definitely need to get up earlier.
Thanks.
I mean, absolutely.
Well, I did.
Well, that was kind of a fluke.
It wasn't. I had things to do and I got up to do them.
Yeah, it was kind of a
fluke. I will get up to do things when I have to do them. But if I don't, I believe I'm more like, you know, there are many artists that, you know, get up really late and stay up really late. Because that's when they're most creative. Like, I'm most creative in the middle of the day. I am not the person that will get up early to do anything unless I have to.
Well, let me ask you this. On the days you've gotten up early, do you get more done?
It depends.
You know you do. You get more done. Don't try to walk the fence on this one. You get more done when you get up earlier. You know it to be true.
No, I don't think I get more done. I just get it done earlier. So it's not, I still get the same amount done.
No, you actually get
done. I don't think that's true, because I get sleepy because I've gotten up so much earlier than I normally do. I get sleepy and I'm going to have to take a nap.
I'll take a nap and then you continue on and you get more done.
Yes. If I were president, I would implement that everybody needs a nap. You know, kind of like in some European countries, they take a siesta, like the whole town just shuts down.
Kind of like kindergarten. And they made you
I don't
take
know.
A nap.
I never went to kindergarten, so I don't know if that's true or not.
I used to have to take a nap. They made us all take a nap.
Oh, I would have loved that.
Kindergarten.
I would have looked forward to that. That probably would have been my favorite part of the day.
Yeah, you had a little mat and the teacher would say, it's time for your nap now. And we would all lay down on the floor on our little mats and go to sleep.
I think adults should do that too. Adults might be more pleasant if they were to do that and implement that in their day.
Yeah. If they could go to sleep, they may not be able to go to sleep.
True.
But didn't Google implement that?
I don't know. We'll have to reach out to the people we know who work at Google.
I think they have a nap room.
Google.
And they have these chairs that you sit in, and they're kind of like an egg, kind of like a
big I have
egg.
Seen those kind of chairs. Yeah.
Yeah. And
well,
you can go in
I do have friends who work at Google. So if you're listening, let us know if that is something that you all still do, if you ever did.
Yeah. But
and I'm, how that's going.
But I want to get back to
our topic.
Somebody, yes, rubbing off on you, your partner rubbing off on you, and whether it is a good thing or a bad thing, because maybe you were single. Okay.
Maybe you are single.
And maybe you are single. Maybe you were, maybe you are. But, and everything's going on good in your life. You know, all your bills are paid. Everything is good. No, you know, no real issues. And then you meet someone and you fall in love. And whether you get married or not, things start to change.
Well, I do think the more you're around someone, the more likely what they do influences you some way or somehow.
Yeah. So let's go back to this person I'm talking about.
Oh, we're talking about a specific person?
Just a person. Okay. It's a hypothetical.
All right.
And so they meet a person and they're in love. But they notice that after about 6 months, there started to be arguments and disagreements. But they continue on.
About what? I mean,
doesn't matter what.
Okay.
Anything.
Just at some point
they start disagreeing. But
we disagreed from the very first moment we met.
Yes. But this is a little different, but they argue and they fight and then they make up and then they argue, fuss and fight, and then they make up, argue, fuss and fight, and make up. So this is the life they're living, which they begin to believe is good for them. But is it really good for them? Because the person that was single never had arguments, never, you know.
Oh, they've added drama into their life.
Yes, they've added drama to their life, and their blood pressure is going up. They're gaining weight.
And this is all because they were influenced by the other person?
Exactly. So the other person had that type of personality where they like to fight, break up, make up. The other person liked
drama. They thrived on the drama.
But they brought the first person we're talking about, the one that was, you know, single, living on his or her own.
Well, they're both
loans.
Single, I hope.
Yes, but the first one we were talking about.
Yes.
Their life was good. No problems. And now that they're in this 6 months committed relationship and they're going breaking up, make up, fight, make up, all of this. And the finances are changing too. So the first person we're talking about finds out that, well, their savings is dwindling. All of these things.
Do they have joint accounts?
No. They don't
How are their savings dwindling?
Because something always comes up. So their new partner that they're with will say, oh, gee, you know, something happened. My car broke down. You know, you think you have some money to help me out with that? And you know, they're in a committed relationship. It's sure, but you know, you need to pay me back.
Oh, no. But you know what this person needs to do?
Run!
That's right. No.
But that would be like a negative way that someone else rubbing off on you.
I don't consider that rubbing off on you.
Well, it does if the first person we're talking about was calm, peaceful, had a nice
That's
life
not
going
rubbing
on.
Off on them though.
Oh, it is because they begin to fight. See, you know, they the,
well, you
the
have
second
to defend
person,
yourself. If
but that's not the type of person. The first person is.
I took our topic to mean you're hanging around someone and the other person, you know, has their habits. So if you're saying that this person's habit is fighting and because they like to fight, they need someone to do that with,
mm-hmm.
that they're bringing it into you is influencing you
absolutely
to be who you aren't normally. Is that what you're
exactly,
saying?
Exactly. Exactly. So okay. The first person.
Well, I still stand by. Run.
Yeah, but it is a case of someone kind of getting sucked in and changing who they are. And they begin to realize, I never used to fight with people. I never did. And so that's a person rubbing off on you in a negative way. And then there's a person rubbing off on you in a positive way, you and I, because my IQ has gone up definitely since I met
please.
You.
Oh, please. That is not true.
Absolutely.
That is not true.
I am much smarter since I met you, Jill.
I don't think that's true. But to get back to your first example, and then I'll get to us again. I actually do see what you're talking about, because I have been in a situation where the other person was just so angry about everything, they turned everything into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized I wasn't only fighting with that person, arguing with that person. I was arguing with everybody.
Yes, you'd find
because I was mad at myself. Like, why am I in this relationship? What's going on? Why are they fighting with me? Because I'm their best cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
So why fight with me? I'm on their side, you know, but they were so angry. I realized that everything was an argument.
Absolutely.
So it did change me, because I started doing the same thing to other people.
Yeah. It totally changed who you are. And you get sucked in little by little, yep. little by little, little by little.
Yep. But you know what I did?
Ran.
I ran. That's right. Hundreds of miles away.
The big D.
The big D?
That's divorce.
Yes.
That's right. Get rid.
Yes.
Of that.
Gotta
person.
Go. Yes.
But no, I'll get back.
But to us, yes, from almost the moment we started seeing it, well, maybe not our first date, but soon after, we started disagreeing on many things.
Yes. Yes. That is,
and we
that
still
is
do.
True. Yeah, but these are healthy discussions.
Yes, yes.
Healthy discussions, I would like to say.
Yes. Would you say our healthy discussions play into our relationships with other people? Do you find you do that more with other people?
No.
Really?
No, only you.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
Only you, Jill. Only you.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
It's a good thing.
Okay.
It's a good thing. Although my daughter, your stepdaughter, the youngest one, we quite often have those types of discussions also. But we've been doing that since before.
Well, I was going to say, ever since I've known her, you two have always had that relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But
you didn't like it when she and I, like,
oh my God, like, the two of you
sided together.
Yeah, right after my daughter graduated from law school, she lived with us for a little while, you know, till she got on her feet. And let me tell you, listeners, having two very intelligent women living under this one roof. Oh my God.
That was great. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed my conversations with her and consequently my conversations with you.
I love
you. That was fun.
I love you both, but oh God, when the two of you ganged up on me.
We didn't gang up on you. We just agreed with each other.
I could
do. So it was like you were having one conversation. But there were two people on the other side. So it's like a normal conversation with me, except there was another person there who was on my side.
Listeners, it was so bad.
It wasn't bad.
It was fun. They would light into me. And I would say, this is what, because I knew that I wasn't going to win. So I would just say, leave me alone. And I'd walk away. I knew I wasn't going to win. Even if they were truly wrong, I knew I wasn't going to win.
We were never wrong, though.
I wasn't going to win. It's, you know, it's like,
although she
is an attorney, but it's like me trying to argue a case against an attorney, you know, with both of you. I'm not going to win. It doesn't matter. I can say the sky is blue and you guys could say the sky is orange or it's purple.
Purple.
And I would lose that discussion.
Yes, because the sky is purple.
I am not.
We would convince you that the sky is purple.
No, you wouldn't convince me. I just walk away. Leave me alone. Why are you messing with? Let's leave me alone. I just have to walk off.
A lot of times you would start it though. You would initiate those disagreements. And I didn't know why you did that. I'm like, doesn't he know? Why? Why because, would you do that?
Because I was right.
No, you weren't.
But I couldn't win an argument against the two of you.
It was great. I enjoyed her being here.
Well, she has her own house now.
Yes, she does.
So, yeah, but nah.
But I believe I have rubbed off on you.
Absolutely. That's why my IQ is higher.
That is not why.
Since I met you.
No, that is not why.
That is absolutely why.
No. You're a lifelong learner, so your IQ is always going up. But the thing that I believe I have influenced you to do is to dream more.
Well, yes, I'm a little bit more of a dreamer.
Yes.
Not that I didn't have dreams before, but, you know,
Your dreams are very different.
I was a person that always said, look, I'm a realist. I look at things as they are.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
You know, this is how it is.
Which is a good thing. I actually do look at things more realistically now. Like, I'm like, okay, this is the present. I stay more in the present now than I used to.
And I'm not saying that I wasn't a dreamer. You know, if I decided, oh, I want to open up a such and such business, you know, dream. Well, usually it was all about money for me.
Yes.
But you know, if I say, okay, I want to do something, I could just go ahead and do it. That's that's a kind of a dream.
Yes.
But
you were very practical about that.
But
though.
No, Jill, you have dreams like, oh, well, Tony, when you win your Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes.
I don't have dreams like
that. Hey, I bet you Stacey Abrams never thought that she would end up with the Nobel Peace Prize nomination. I bet you.
Yeah, but nah.
It's not like you can plan for that.
So like it just
might happen.
You are truly a dreamer. But I only dream.
I own that,
when I like
to dream.
Absolutely will see the possibilities of that happening. So I'm not all in on the dreams, you know, being a dreamer like you. But I'm glad that you're the dreamer.
You are too, though. You're more of a dreamer now than you ever were.
I am. And your dreaming inspires me to do other things.
Yes.
To push further. Even if the dream may not come to fruition, I still I'll dream about it. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's a good thing.
Yes.
So,
agreed.
So we have positive and negative effects of someone rubbing off on you.
Do we have negative effects of rubbing off on each other?
No, I said examples. We have examples. We have discussed examples of people rubbing off on each other, a positive effect, negative effect.
Yes.
Is there a gray area? Or what if you're in a committed relationship and neither one of you rub off on each other in any way?
Is that possible?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking a question.
Because I don't think anyone sets out, when you're in a relationship with anyone, friends, romantic, doesn't matter what kind of relationship is, even professional ones. I don't think you set out, well, unless you're like, you're going to be my mentor. I don't think you set out to do things that other person does. I think just it's human nature if you're around someone often, that eventually you start to pick up some of the things that they do.
But what if you don't?
I don't know if that's possible. I don't think you set out to do it. It just happens. Unless, like I said, unless you're like, oh, you are my role model. I'm going to do things the way you do it. But I think for most of us, we just hang around people. And then next thing we know, we're doing very, oh, that worked for so-and-so. I'm going to try that. Or, you know, even like, you know, I said in our banter today, I said, you used to not want to walk with me.
That is true.
Now you don't mind.
That is also true.
So eventually I got to you because you used to say, I am never walking with you. You used to actually use the word never.
Yes. It wasn't that I disliked walking.
You dislike walking with me because you said I walk too fast. People think that because I have short legs. Well, no, so you all tell me I have short legs.
You are a very fast walker.
Fast.
Well, you are. The reason I didn't like walking is because I grew up in New York. And
well, the city is a walking place.
Yeah, but even if I wasn't in the city, if I wanted to walk to the store, okay?
Yes.
I had no problem walking to the store.
Yes, I used to walk with my great-grandmother to wherever she needed to go.
My point is, in my mind...
You have to go somewhere?
Yes, I have to be walking to some place.
Even if we walked around the block, that's walking to some place.
No, that's just walking
around the block. Remember that time we walked to the Chinese restaurant?
Yeah, I did.
That was a horrible walk. I'm like, I didn't expect this to take so long. That was horrible.
It was horrible.
It was like a mile away.
But that made sense to me.
That didn't make sense to me.
Walking to the Chinese store, you know, Chinese restaurant, you know, to pick up our meal. That made sense.
That didn't make sense to me.
But just walking in circles, walking on a track.
So what changed?
I needed the exercise.
That's the whole reason I was ever walking. Whenever I would ask you to go with me.
Well, not only that, you know, what I enjoyed to do mostly for my exercise was riding a bike.
Right. But which you one time influenced me to do with you.
Yeah.
First and last.
But that's what I enjoyed for exercise. But, you know, as you get older, I still want to ride my bike, but I haven't ridden my bike in quite a while. But as we get older, we have to exercise. We have to do something to get our cardiovascular going and our heart pumping and to keep, you know, to stay in decent shape. Because when you get to a certain age, if you don't exercise, you're just going to get weaker and weaker and become more frail or overweight. So being that you don't like to ride a bike, so we never go riding.
We did once.
Only one
18 miles.
We, as long as we've been married, we've only been bike riding together once.
Well, I gave away my bike, remember?
Yes, I do remember that. After you had me put all this special stuff on.
Well, you
got to
look the part.
Anyway.
I looked great.
But
doing
I wanted, listen to me.
I'm listening.
You know, you used to be a much better listener than you are now.
You influenced me.
No, I've always was a good listener.
No, you used to interrupt me. And now I interrupt you.
Yeah, in the
so
beginning.
So you influenced me.
Yes, in the beginning of our relationship, I realized I was doing that. So I learned to zip it. Just listen. Zip, zip. But anyway, I didn't want to, you know, disappear, and our time was limited. You know, the time we have to spend together. So I thought, oh, well, walking with Jill would be good. So we get to spend time together and walk together. Because if I went on my bike, we wouldn't be together.
That is true.
Yeah. So there you go.
That is very true.
I walk because I want to be with you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And it's good exercise.
It only took like 13 years.
That's all.
Well, let's get to our second segment that we call
Give It a Rest and a Resolution.
Your conclusion about rubbing off when you rub off on somebody?
My conclusion is it can be a good thing if you are with the right person.
Ooh, I like that. That's true. And it could be a negative. I'll do the flip side. It could be a negative thing if you're not with the right person. But you still have control over what you decide to change into. You have control of yourself.
That is very good. Yeah, that's very good. Cool.
Yes. Well, let's get to our third segment that we call.
I'm trying to help you.
Do you have any advice?
Do I have advice?
Yes.
You want my advice?
Yes. Is this your stalling again?
You want my advice.
Do you want me to go first?
You want my advice, Jill?
Do you want me to go first?
Sure.
Because I think you're
stalling.
If you
want to,
I will go first. Well, my advice is this. When you rub off on someone or someone rubs off on you, it all goes back to recognizing who the other person is, who you're spending your time with. Because as we've said many times before, to quote Maya Angelou, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. So when you first realize who someone is, then you can also assess whether they're a good influence or a bad influence. Because like I said, I think sometimes we just naturally pick up on things that other people are doing that will affect you. So assess, my advice is to really get to know someone, assess who they really are, and then determine for yourself, you know, what are the good things? What are the bad things? And you might have to run.
Yeah. Wow. That's very good advice. And mine is actually similar to that.
Copycat.
Well, I can't. Sometimes you're right and I'm right.
Well, I think since I went first, then that means I'm right.
Well, yes. I'm almost the same. It's what you said, but a person really does need to look at the person they're going to be with. And what I always do, if I'm meeting someone new, even if it's outside of our marriage, you know, just friendship and all of that, I will truly look at who that person is and their positive characteristics. I really pay attention to everything they say and everything they do to decide whether I even want to have a relationship with that, a friendship relationship or whatever it is with that person. Because I always want friends and like us in our committed marriage, I want to always be able to learn something from them. Always. Because that only makes me better. So I truly look for the positive things. And if there's too many negative things about that person, it's not a person I want to be around, even if they have done positive things in their life. So really pay attention to who you're going to be in a relationship in, whether it's a marriage, whether it's friendship, either way.
Great advice. Great
thanks,
advice.
Thanks, Jill.
Well, let's get to our last segment that we call.
So, what do you think? What do you think?
Because I'm right.
Because I'm right.
As always, we want to hear from you, listeners. What's that number?
That number is 404-594-2247. 404-594-2247.
Yes. And you can weigh in on anything, though, any episode at all.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, we still want to do a Zoom meetup. That's it.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. All right. Shout out time. Shout out to Gifford Ivan Cordova III for the music, Nick Zinke for the art, and to you too, listeners all over the world. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to I'm Right.
I'm Right.
And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. See you next time.